Time for another wrestling report here on KETE from the Section 1 AA Tournament in Rochester. Wrestling reports on KETE with John Hansen, brought to you by Jamie Kylo, Attorney at Law, Dan Glazier Construction, High Yield of Alden, Brooks Safety Equipment, Crossroads Trailer Sales and Service, and the Albert Lee Wrestling Boosters. John Hansen with us. And John, it sounds like our Tiger wrestlers are wrapped up for the day.
We are wrapped up over here for our class. AAA is on the mat now, and AAA is going to run through their whole tournament in one day here. Smaller brackets and not full brackets either. So they're going to go straight through all the way to their finish up, and then it'll be Class A and AA back in the arena tomorrow to wrap ours up. I'll just give you a rundown from lightest weight all the way through as the result of today, in case anybody missed the earlier reports. So starting out at 106, Mike Olson, the number one seed, sophomore with a 44-3 record, had a bye opening round, and then he pinned Sam Muller from Pine Island to move out into the semis tomorrow at noon against Aiden Granier from Pine Island, Elgin Millville. At 113, Logan Davis, the two seed, 36-5 on the year, had a bye, and then he Tech Fald Carson Rahman from Plainview, Elgin Millville, 17-2. He now faces off against senior Lucas Williams from Zumbrota, Mazepa in his semifinal matchup tomorrow at noon. At 120, the two-seed Brody Ignacheski, ninth grader for Albert Lee, 36-11 on the year, had an opening round bye. And then he got a fall over Weston Robertson from Lake City to move into his semifinal matchup against Aiden Friedrich, the three seed from Caston Manorville. At 126, Nick Corman, number one seed, had an opening round bye. He's a ninth grader with a 32-14 record, and he won by a major decision, 15-2, over Braden Lorentzen from Byron. He now will face Nate Evans, a junior from Lake City, in his semifinal matchup tomorrow at noon. At 132, Avon Wasmone, seeded fourth, junior, 26-13 on the year, had an opening round bye, and then he faced off against Quentin Bethauser from Lewiston, Alterna, Rushford Peterson. Even coming away with a fall there, and he will now face the number one seeded wrestler at 132, Joseph Kennedy from Caston Manorville, tomorrow at noon. And 38, Cameron Davis, the number one seed for Albert Lee, senior, 40-7 on the year. Opening round bye, and then he follows it up with a fall over Lucas Freeberg from Cannon Falls. He now will face off against the fourth senior wrestler, Tanner Laska, a senior from Lake City, in his semifinal matchup. At 145, Carter Miller started out with a bye and then ran into a tough one. Noah Swartz from Caston Manorville, the five seed, and was upset right at the very end of the match, 8-6, moving him to the wrestlebacks where he took on Hewitt from Stewartville, and Carter come away with a fall there to stay alive tomorrow in the consolation wrestlebacks at noon. At 152, Derek McMillan was the fifth seed. He had an opening round match against Lincoln Doobie from Stewartville. He come away with a fall there and then faced the fourth seeded wrestler, Oliver O'Brien from Waseca, and Derek won that one 8-5 to move out into the semis, where he will face number one seeded wrestler Logan Vaughn from Caston Manorville tomorrow at noon. At 160, Blake Braun was the seventh seed at 160, and he come away with an opening round win by a fall over Braden Spear from Stewartville. He then faced off against the second seeded wrestler, Jonathan Harvey, senior from Lake City, and was defeated by a fall, moving him to the wrestleback round, where he faced off against Charlie Bloom, from a junior from Byron, and Blake comes away with a win there by a fall. He will now see Brennan Corcoran, a senior from Lewiston, Alterna, Rushford Peterson, tomorrow in the consolation wrestlebacks. Luke Moore had a great day today, winning his opening round match by a fall over Xavier Colbert from La Crescent Holman, and then he faced off against the third seeded wrestler, Bo Zimmerman, a senior from Cannon Falls. Moeller comes away with an 8-5 upset win there to move out into the semifinals, where he will face off the second-seeded wrestler, Ryan Lexvold from Zumbrota Mazepa. At 182, Mason Drescher, kind of the upstart for us here this year. Normally 152 or 160 pounder for us on JV, decided to fill in at 182. So he gained a little weight and weighed in to wrestle at 182. He got a first round win by fall over Anthony Nelson from Stewartville before he was pinned by the two seeded wrestler from Waseca, Peyton Garza, in the quarters. That moved him to the WrestleBacks, where Mason faced off against Dalton Block, a senior from Pine Island. Mason comes away with another fall for the Tigers and moves out into the Constellation WrestleBacks, where he will face, I got the guy's name here, Tristan Zingler, an eighth grader from Cannon Falls. So Mason has an opportunity to win that one and place in the top six, moving up two or three weight classes. At 195, Adam Semple was defeated in his opening round match by Matthew Verovin from Waseca by a fall. That moved him to the WrestleBacks, where he had a bye, and then he faced off against Jacob Meyer, a senior from Lewiston, Elter, or Richard Peterson in the quarters of the WrestleBacks, and he was defeated there also to eliminate Adam from the tournament. At 220, four-seeded Caden Enderle for the Tigers, moving up a couple weight classes. He is now 26-8 on the year, had an opening round bye. He followed that up by pinning Riley Keenan in the quarters from Cannon Falls, a senior with a 19-4 record. Caden now moves out into the semifinals tomorrow, where he will face off against Carter Gertz from Byron, a junior with a 20-5 record. Gertz being the number one seed, Caden the number four seed at 220. And at heavyweight, Ben Schwimmler for the Alberta Tigers was defeated in his opening round match by Dalton Hall from Zimbrota, Mazepa, and that moved him to the WrestleBacks, where he received a bye, and then he faced off against Delgado from Waseca, Gennaro Delgado, a junior, 17-14 on the year, and Delgado comes away with a third period fall over Ben Schwimmler, eliminating Ben from the tournament. So Albert Lee still has 12 wrestlers going, and only, I believe, two of them in the WrestleBacks, maybe three. So nine guys out in the semifinals tomorrow for the Albany Tigers. Both rounds, semifinals of the championship and the WrestleBacks side, will begin at noon tomorrow here at Rochester Civic Center.